This is 90.3 KEDM Public Radio. I'm Corey Crow. As your child becomes an adult, they will eventually get a credit card. Credit cards can be good for building credit, but they can lead to irresponsible spending. Certified financial planner Byron Moore talks about what to do if your child were to run up a credit card bill on this week's Wisdom on Wealth.
Well, now here's a situation that I see too often. A young adult child runs up a credit card bill. Mom and dad find out and learn that the interest rate is outrageous, and then they come to me asking how I can help him transfer the balance to another card with a lower interest rate. And my question is, why would you want to do that? The answer usually involves a high interest rate being wasteful, and okay, we can agree on that, but this is not this young adult child's most pressing problem. In fact, I fear that when a young adult child is helped with a credit card balance transfer, the risk of making the problem bigger increases exponentially. In my experience, balance transfer often equals responsibility transfer. Rarely do I see such moves help the problem. In fact, it may merely delay both the admission of the real problem and the administration of the inescapable solution. The problem is not high interest rates. The problem is a low responsibility rate. This young adult child has run up a big credit card bill. 99% of the time, that's the result of irresponsible spending. So now comes the time when he has to pay the price with interest and a lot of it. Paying off a large credit card bill, one made especially through irresponsible spending, can be a valuable if expensive lesson for a young adult. Beware what actions you take as a parent, lest the lesson taught is that if I run to mom and dad, they're going to make everything right at their expense. Some balance transfers can make sense mathematically. Others are just outright ripoffs. Watch for hidden fees, high transfer fees, and temporary introductory periods after which rates shoot back up to 20% or more. But it isn't the hidden fees that are the biggest problem. It's the human nature. You can change the bank that issues the credit card, but have you changed the issues of the cardholder? If your child doesn't buy into the fact that his spending decisions have consequences, good or bad, this credit card problem won't go away anytime soon. And the best method for teaching him self-control is by letting him experience the consequences of his behavior to date. Let him pay off the credit card by himself. Suppose I run up a $2,000 balance on my credit card, which charges me, say, 20% every year. Well, the card company tells me that I can just keep paying them the minimum, which would likely be about $50 a month. But at that rate, I would take over 5 years to pay the thing off if I stop adding to the card balance right now. But if I'll just double the payment to $100 a month, I can get the card paid off in just 2 years, and if I do a balance transfer to a lower interest rate, well, at best, it might shave a month or two off the payback time. I'm not against all balance transfer deals. What I am against is using such deals as the focal point for delaying the real issue, which is behavior modification. My advice to you, parent to parent, if your child asks for your opinion, give them a transcript of this audio with a note, "I saved this in case you ever ask." If he doesn't ask for your opinion, keep it to yourself. It's your adult child's issue. Let him own it, solve it, and learn from it for himself. Offering you Wisdom on Wealth, I'm Byron Moore.